Good morning. High pressure building in behind the front that brought the clouds and a few showers yesterday is producing a dry and chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone starting in the upper 20s and lower 30s with areas frost again. This high pressure will keep it dry today, and it looks like we'll have a decent amount of sunshine, especially in the morning, although some clouds will tend to mix in during the afternoon. Westerly breeze will keep it a bit chilly, and certainly more so than yesterday, with highs reaching into the middle and upper 40s. Skies will cloud over again tonight as a weak front approaches from the north and west. Temperatures will still drop back to the upper 20s and lower 30s for overnight lows. So we'll wake up on Thursday with cloudy skies, maybe even a few scattered rain or snow showers associated with that front. But at this point, we'll track a wave of low pressure heading in our direction from the Tennessee and Ohio valleys. This will produce steadier precipitation as we head deeper into the afternoon, mainly in the form of light rain, especially in interior New York and New England from I-90 south and east of the Hudson River. In northern New York and the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, we'll see a transition quickly over to some wet snow. High temperatures on Thursday will primarily be before the steadier precipitation starts and be generally in the lower 40s. Temperatures will start to drop back with the steadier precipitation towards sunset on Thursday, and slowly but surely we'll have a transition from rain to wet snow across most of the region. Exceptions will be in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, where we will continue to see a cold rain on Thursday night. Elsewhere, that transition will lead to minor accumulations of an inch or less in the valleys, even north of I-90, with most of the hill towns picking up at least a couple to a few inches of snow overnight Thursday night. The system will be rather fast-moving, so it will be gone by Friday morning, and we will see any scattered snow showers depart as well. And with a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be breezy and quite cool on Friday, with highs staying in the mid-30s. High pressure will build in for Saturday, keeping it dry with sunshine in the upper 30s before the next front heads our way with a few rain and snow showers on Sunday and highs bouncing back into the middle 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the biggest weather maker across the United States will be associated with a cold front swinging through the central and eastern portions of the country. On the northern side of the system, a mix of rain and snow will stretch from the northern high plains to the Great Lakes. A general 2 to 4 inches of snow is currently forecast across these areas, with locally higher amounts possible. Gusty winds over relatively warm water will lead to lake effect snow across portions of the eastern UP of Michigan through tomorrow. Isolated snowfall amounts greater than 6 inches are possible here. Farther south along the cold front, heavy rain will be possible in the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley. Showers and storms are forecast to break out across the region today and continue through tomorrow morning. Rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches could lead to flash flooding, and the Weather Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of excessive rainfall in these areas. At Mount Washington this morning, light snow and fog, 16 degrees, with a west wind at 62, gusting to 76 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 27, 85% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.28 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds, breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 36, the average temperature 46, that's 3 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 3/10 of an inch for the month and 38.99 inches for the year, which is 5.29 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low 34. The record high 73 set in 2015, and the record low 15 in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m. Sunset this evening 4:42 p.m. 10 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain or snow showers in the morning and a steadier rain in the afternoon, transitioning to wet snow from west to east across New York and New England towards sunset, high temperatures in the lower to mid-40s. More rain and wet snow on Thursday night with the best chance of appreciable accumulations in the hills and mountains by Friday morning. And on Friday afternoon, it'll be windy and colder with a mix of sun and clouds and a few snow showers in the mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds on Saturday, upper 30s, a few rain or snow showers on Sunday, mid-40s, and back into the 30s with a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.